All right, Dana, tell them what we're doing.
I talked Steve into doing another commentary, not the 3-hour long version, but the regular, normal, what, hour and a half?
Yeah.
Version, a boarding house.
Right, and I got the slasher video version, and that's got the director's cut, and I just happened to click around and found something, and they were, the guy was in, the main guy was in one of the scenes from Terror on Tour.
But it's like a blink and you'll miss thing, because I've seen Terror on Tour I don't know how many times, but I never noticed that was the same guy that's on boarding house. Which I should, because that guy's got kind of a distinctive look.
Yeah, he's very weird looking, at least when I filmed this movie. But, yeah, we're not going to do that 3-hour version. Or
I don't think I can. I can make fun of it for an hour and a half, but I don't think
there's a lot of talking in that one. I think maybe a band plays a few extra music scenes. But yeah, here's some of the nice
music and terrible graphics.
Well, it's early.
Terrible special.
So we're going to count down really quickly before it starts playing something. So, you know, if you have the old disc, it's probably okay, too. But you can just press play when we do, and we should be close. I want to do three, 2, 1, and then I want to say play, and I'm going to press play. So 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Play.
And what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Oh, it's a slasher video thing. So the other version won't have this, so sorry.
So we hope you had the slasher video version if you're watching this with us.
If anybody wants to endure this shit, probably does.
I have a question, though.
Uh-oh.
They're giving us the horror vision warning. When they show that, you're supposed to cover your eyes and ears if you're
like
sensitive or have
Chamber of Horrors from 1966. It's one of I like that movie a lot.
And somebody told me that House of Psychotic Women or something had something like that, too. You know what I'm talking about? But while they're showing the beginning credits, I have a question. Slasher Video was supposed to put out Terror on Tour, right?
It appeared to be from that extra.
And so far we have yet to see Terror on
Tour. I'd have to go back and look and see.
But
Hawk Adley, is that the guy? I guess that's the main guy.
Hawk Adley?
Yeah. And that's his wife is in the movie. It's like a alien name. What is it? Kalassi?
Kalsu. I don't know.
But
is that his wife's name?
Yeah, that's her.
I thought.
I don't know.
All this time I thought Clasu was the weird looking dude. I did, for some reason.
But believe it or not, they actually released this to theaters
They released this to theaters.
Yeah. Well, there's a 35mm version of it. So you can imagine what it looks like compared, you know, this. Yeah.
Well, you know, for the longest time I thought that this movie was a halfway decent movie.
Oh, no.
And so when Steve told me he would give me his old copy when he got the newer version, I was like, all right, I get to watch Boarding House finally. Oh, my God. I fell asleep through about halfway through it, maybe a quarter of the way through it, and kept waking up and seeing this awful visual effects of the spreading red digitized looking
stuff. It almost seems like they did it with a Apple IIe computer.
Yeah, yeah. No,
or maybe even before that.
And I was like, what in the hell did I have Steve even give me? Because I was like, this is so boring.
There was a time where that DVD for some reason was like going for a lot of money, and I found copies on Go Hastings, and I bought like 2 copies for $10 a piece, and I was like selling them on eBay.
And people were buying them?
People bought one. That's why I had that. I don't know. Johnny Wingard. I think that's the guy's name.
I think it's Wintergate.
Whatever.
Oh, here's some more bad graphics. This is like very primitive, computerized.
$6 Million Man in 1978 was doing better computer graphics.
Well, they probably had more money. This movie obviously didn't have very much money back in it. September 18, 1972. Now, who's this Don? He's the guy that owned the house, right? So some weird stuff was going on back in the 70s at that house. I mean, people want to talk. I promise I'm not going to talk about Terror on Tour this whole commentary.
Maybe they should do a prequel to show what's going on with the Hoffmans.
Well, that might be more interesting, possibly.
See, this takes place in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 1980, it was taking place in like 83, apparently.
But if they can put this movie out, which is super, super boring. Terror on Tour is more interesting than this movie. I mean, seriously, it is. Even for all the bad acting and stuff like, and the stupid things that go on in it, it's still better than this movie. Oh, look how bad that picture quality is.
Well, I think it's stretched, too.
Now, who's that guy in?
I don't know.
Oh, that's just the guy that's living at the house, I guess. Uh-oh. He fell out of his lounging chair.
Unfortunately, I got... They also put out Death Nurse 1 and 2, and I got both... Wes gave me those.
With Crazy Fat Ethel.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is basically the same thing, only she's a nurse.
Well, it's like more like Crazy Fat Ethel 2.
Oh, okay.
Which is shitty, and then these both are shitty.
Here's the start of this red... digitized mask that goes over the screen every once in a while.
And unfortunately, it only shows like five, maybe seven videos, and none of them are Terror on Tour.
But I do have Terror on Tour on VHS with the blue rated R sticker on it.
I think that's going to be the only way you get it.
You think?
Or, yeah, either that or YouTube.
And I did transfer it over to a DVD-R so that I wouldn't, you know, risk ruining my VHS. Is this about as bloody as this gets? I forgot about this part.
Jeez. Back on public television computer class.
Yeah. That's how the computers were when I was in grade school.
That's how they were when I was in high school.
Wow.
Apple IIe's.
I was in grade school in the 80s. And we thought it was a big deal when I was in like fourth or fifth grade when we were learning our multiplication tables. Mr. Higdon, my math teacher, if you did all your multiplication tables for that week correctly, you got to go play back on the computer, and we thought that was a big deal back then, and computers were still kind of shitty then. They weren't as good as they are now.
We had to program stuff with Fortran and Cobalt, all these languages that no one uses anymore.
Well, I used, though, what was that? Did those Commodore 64 computers or whatever they were called, didn't you have to, like, say, run something to get the program to run? I think I used those.
There's John Wingate or whatever his name is.
That guy is so strange looking. And he likes wearing gold.
He's got a lot of gold.
He got a gold chain.
Oh! Hell!
Our dogs want to bark every time they hear a thump on the television or.
Wah. You scared me the crap out of me, dog.
So you may hear dogs barking in the background periodically. You just disregard that.
Yeah.
And she's showing us her teeth right now. I think that's our neighbors across the road up closing car doors.
Is he going to max some?
He gave her a rose, didn't he? Is he an orderly at the sanitarium, I suppose? What was that? It looked like somebody sitting there with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was supposed to be a mental institution.
Maybe it's a fake baby.
A baby doll for one of the patients, maybe.
Yes, sir. I'm preparing the Thorazine for Mr. Ratchet Shock Therapy.
I didn't know Thorazine was red. But so is somebody hypnotizing these people?
Apparently.
Yeah, because she's gone. And okay, I'm not making fun of this chick or anything, but she's not. I mean, she might have a sexy body, but she's not all that good looking.
I don't think she's bad.
She's not ugly. She's just.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Not one I would have chosen to be taking her clothes off. Oh, I bet he's going to make her do something bad to herself.
Is she going to use her pantyhose?
God damn it, where's Sherry? She stepped out. She'll be right back.
Find her.
Herod. Yeah, I'm real serious about my job.
Herod Ramis. Good God, what the fudge?
Gosh, how many things did she use her sweater top that she had on?
I think she's going to try to escape.
I gotta be sexy when I'm gonna hang myself.
Yeah.
And why does the killer keep going?
I don't know.
Like,
because if not, we wouldn't know he's there, I guess.
He's gotta keep reaching his hand out and hissing like a snake. I don't know.
It looks like she's still wearing pantyhose, though.
Yeah. Of course, she's dark complected, so who knows?
He's got a breathing problem.
And she was in love with this dude.
He's got a good personality.
I don't think so. He looks like a patient or something. And this is another thing. Every time somebody dies, it shows them in this computerized version. It looks like that when that BB or whatever, the robot on Deadly Friend, was looking at people. That's how they looked.
Hello?
I've got to be real intense when I look at my girlfriend.
Yeah, Don't try to help her. Oh.
Oh, he's doing the hand thing again. Oh no, what's happened to his? Oh, he made him tear us. What is that? His intestines?
I think it's shit in it. I don't know what the heck.
I guess it's his intestines, because it looks
like
his
penis.
I thought of his penis.
Inside out penis.
Ooh, that's pretty bad. Is that a cactus? Oh no, is this a weirdo guy?
Yeah.
He's even got a gold car.
That's a sweet car back in those days.
Well, yeah, back then.
Still would be.
Yeah, it'd still be cool to have a car like that, but I'd rather have a. What is that? What kind of car was that? Was it a Trans Am?
That one, no. I don't think so. I think it's like a.
Yeah. I think that guy wants to be in Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of dressing like Robin Zander. But Robin Zander looks a lot better than this guy.
So this guy thought it'd be cool just to put an ad in.
To ask him for girls.
Trying to get hot chicks. Well, to pay rent, too.
Yeah, but I think he wants to hang out in the pool, in the hot tub, or whatever it is they do.
He
wants to
hang out in the poutine.
There's about a million shots of them hanging out with this dude.
Uh-oh, he had a little bit of tape.
Yeah, we lied. We're really watching the VHS of this because there's all kinds of glitches in it.
They didn't even have that fucking red stuff on the whole screen all the way.
No.
And that chick was like a singer. She actually did a bunch of stuff in Japan. Hey-o, Titty City. Titty, titty.
Steve's a connoisseur when it comes to titties, I guess.
I guess. See, what is that? It's like a Nissan or... I can't... There you go.
Oh, is it a Pontiac?
No, I can't. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a Z... Yeah, an iRock or something. I don't know. I don't think it's a Pontiac.
Well, I was trying to read what that said on, so...
Yeah, it's a Datsun.
Datsun.
Yeah, Datsun 280X, SX or something. I thought it was something weird. He's still got...
And he's got those 80s glasses that people used to wear.
And he's got...
And a pink tie.
He's still... It must be the only tie he's got.
It's one of those skinny ties. See, guys thought that was mainly, even if they were wearing a pink tie, as long as it was skinny.
What about a skinny leather tie? Some kid wore those to high school when I was going.
But Steve didn't.
No, Steve couldn't afford a leather tie. He couldn't afford any tie. Had a clip-on tie.
A lot of people had leather jackets when I was going.
Oh, shit. This is not going to be good.
I don't want to see this guy in
we're
his
getting
bikini,
up and close.
Bikini.
Can you see the cooties crawling?
Ooh. He does have a gold chain with some kind of stone on it. And an earring.
He looks like a grandma a little bit.
Grandma.
Look, there's some...
Oh, is he doing some kind of weird spiritual crap? Oh, yeah, I remember this. I'm like, what in the heck?
Is that like
Look at his stomach.
He's got like booze over there.
That was weird.
Move.
I can move you with my mind.
He shakes plants.
This guy's just awesome. But he's a business guy, right? This is his office.
I thought he just was rich from his parents. Those uncles dying.
He must got on the board of directors or something. The company one of his relatives owned. He has nice eyes. That's about all I can say about the guy. You know, he looks like somebody that would either be a manager for a rock band in the 70s or actually in a band in the 70s. Wait a minute, I got to put my clothes back on so you don't know I'm doing stuff, weird stuff in here. What the heck is that? Looks like a weird yin-yang symbol.
And he's got a rat tail, too.
And who in the hell is that guy? He's wearing one of them old guy hats.
Kind of, he sounds like he's intoxicated.
Look, it's like he's got all kinds of degrees up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Apple juice.
How you squeeze apples?
I don't know how they get, you know, apple juice like that. I like apple juice, though. I got this deal. Them old computer printouts.
Dot
matrix printer. Oh, I hate those things.
She was pretty cute. She got a nose, but that's all right. Lift back.
I like that dress she's got on.
And like she's like got.
That's his woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she. I mean, she can't help
Kalulu.
But she's older now, but she looked prettier then.
She and they had like videos on this.
Oh,
disc.
There's them stylish jeans of probably Jordache. Who the heck is that?
That's dope, Johnny Wingard.
Oh.
Wingate is dressed up as something else.
Okay, I forgot. That.
For some reason. It's a vibrator. Oh, no.
Oh, I like that. Actually, I like that. I do.
I love purple.
Well, purple looks good on. Pink and purple look good on a brunette.
Good Lord, look at that son of a bitch.
Hi, you moving in
soon? She looks like she stepped out of Playboy or something. With that hair.
Oh, here comes the Asian chick.
Oh, I forgot there was an Asian chick. But she's got that feathered hair.
I love feathered hair. I used to have feathered hair.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
That chick with the kind of curly hair, I swear she looks like the one on the... Oh, shoot. The Redeemer. The one, Sandy, the one that gets drowned in the bathroom. In the sink.
No, I don't think so. But
you don't think it's her?
No.
Okay, I'm going to look at her again. Oh, Lord, quit doing that. And see, this dude is just, like, chilling all the time. He's...
Yeah.
Is he high? Do they do drugs on this movie? I didn't remember if they did any coke or...
She's just hanging out in her fucking leotard, I guess.
To be honest, she looks too good for him. Oh, is this the kind of nerdy one that gets sexy later? She looks like she ought to work at a library or something. You know what happens when you get these sexy librarian types?
I do.
Steve's got a...
sexy librarian.
Well, not a sexy one. He's got one. I got librarian. Where did the curly-headed chick go?
They're all over the place.
Well, I wanted to see her again because she looked like that one that was on the Redeemer. And the looks everybody gives everybody else in here is like they're reacting to something else other than the other actors.
Or no deal.
Oh, funny, Steve.
Why are they doing strip poker?
Well, maybe that ain't her. It just looked like her from the side at first. Oh, don't bring any poor little animals into this movie. That's
why is there a black cat named Pumpkin? They should have even called it Blackie or something, not Pumpkin.
Well, I told you about the cats that we dissected in advanced biology when I was in high school.
Yes, sweetie, thank you.
Somebody had one named Big Daddy Black. Oh, I didn't even notice that he was there. He dresses like a chick at the time. And what in the hell is that? Uh-oh.
The ants are moving it.
They're carrying it.
Look at all the crap of food laying around.
I know, but I was trying to figure out what food that was.
It looks like either...
It looked like a Dunkin' stick.
No, to me it looks like a hash browns from McDonald's.
Oh, that's nasty. Okay, so how many chicks are living here with this dude?
Ooh.
That's like the only time that guy gets bent out of shape is when the pets do something. That look that he just did was... And who puts gloves like that on to bury something? And why would you bury it?
Is that supposed to be the killer?
No, it's Klausu or whatever. Or no. That cat looked dead for a second. See, he never gets, he stays mellow about everything else, but animals, he has a problem.
There's too many pussy in this house already.
Oh, They should have had him do that line. Yeah. They would have made this movie infinitely better than it is.
I could rewrite this movie.
We'll let Steve rewrite it.
I could be the new guy.
Couldn't they have fixed up the pool a little bit better?
I'd be sitting there in my underwear doing that, trying to move shit. See, what the fuck is this about?
Is he supposed to be like a red herring? Oh, I'll just jump in the pool because this weird looks like an ex-Vietnam vet.
You can see Bush and everything.
Back when they had Bush.
And boobs?
Well, people still have boobs. Women still have boobs, but... What was that?
I have no clue.
I'm wet and I'm showing everything I have, but let me tuck this little... I can't figure out if this guy is, like, bisexual or homosexual.
Well, he's married to that chick, so he...
No, I mean within the movie, the character.
No, because he screws a bunch of these chicks.
Well, maybe he's bisexual. Do you think that chick's cute?
Maybe, but not at that.
Hey. There's way too much yellow in this scene. Look what he did to Victoria. He scared the friggin' pants off me. The friggin' pants off me. Literally, he scared the pants off me. He's
just not used to women. Who is?
Now he's got... Did he have that kind of earring on earlier? Wouldn't hurt anybody. No, he did. See, he's got two earrings.
Everybody needs a friend.
She's a ditz. I'll just look mindless here for a couple of seconds.
Oh, here we go.
That's the chick, though. Well, maybe she's got some nice tits. That's what you're thinking, then, see.
We're hoping.
Well, I'm not hoping. I don't care. What's wrong with her back? Well, it looks like she had a scar on her back.
Too much tanning. I don't know.
Maybe.
And she's not going to get her hair wet.
Nah.
God, that looks worse than our shower. Look at that.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Well, I try to keep ours pretty clean, Steve. That
I know.
Looks
that
like...
looks like something you would see at a damn truck stop bathroom. Oh, she's shaving, too.
And she's got...
Oh!
I've never bled that much when I've cut myself. Lord, help. What do you think of her boobs, Steve?
There you go.
I gotta scream and press my boobs up against this glass.
Here's Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head blood digitized blood spot. Now I run around. What the?
Oh!
I forgot all about that. I had a pig face with old man hair.
I was a teenage girl with a pig face eating the rat.
The shower kind of looked better there for half a second.
They must have cleaned it afterwards.
Look!
No, it still looks like shit.
Well. Hi.
Are you fucked up? Do you have weed?
Yeah, I need some. Because I just can't deal with all the shit that's going on in this house. I lost all my teeth. I can't talk. Why is that chain wrapped around his arm?
I was thinking he's got something on his arm, but...
Well, he could probably say...
Does he have duct tape on his glasses?
I don't know. She's got a rainbow shirt.
She's got rainbow eyes.
Oh. Her what?
Flowers.
Flowers.
I'm thinking she's foreign.
Oh.
I think she's English.
Okay. Now, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy again?
Hey, I didn't remember seeing him. He just showed up.
This better not be 3 hours long. I'm going to vomit.
You told me this was the Iron and 30-minute version.
There's only two versions on here, and I chose the non-director's cut.
Okay. This is supposed to be the suave guy that hangs out on boats.
Goop.
And opens bottles of wine with his mouth. I'm just too sexy to work.
I love you. Why'd you have to run away?
Why did you have to run away?
I'm gonna sit here and drink wine and be moody.
Whoa. This must be clips from the non-used footage that they put it back in.
They just stuck it back in? What is that guy, Hitman?
I think he's that detective and the guy hired to find his woman.
Oh. She looks like she's going to bust out. Literally.
Look at that motherfucker. Leopard skin.
Oh, no. Yeah, they like
that. Wow, that's
that.
A great idea.
We'll have a sex party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the band you were talking about.
Hey, how about a party Saturday night in my pants?
And all of y'all can come.
Everybody's coming.
Oh, please. I've seen enough of this guy in these fancy clothes.
$5 off your month rent if you get in here with me.
Oh, God.
There's package flow. His balls flow, don't they? That means they're full of semen, right? Or no, they're empty.
I just don't want to think about that at all.
Wow, I don't. Woo!
What in the world is going on in that guy's bed?
A lot.
No, I mean, it was like somebody was under the covers in his bed and he's not in there. That's hilarious. And then it laid back down, whatever it is. You think it's going to be a chick?
No.
It's going to be another guy. And why has he got really... Dilly curtains and it was that one of those blondes. Oh, is that the foreign chick? She already took. Oh no, we really don't want to see that.
No.
She took his underwear off.
No way, dude.
We don't see his ass, do we?
I don't recall.
Well, you're missing a lot of boob action here.
That's all right. Ooh.
She's grinding on me.
Grind on me.
Now we're around a bunch of planes.
Must be one of her songs.
So she was big in Japan?
I guess. I mean, they have like a music video on here that she's in there.
Is she like that one chick in that Fatal Frames movie? What's her name?
Stefan.
The one they talk about on Hysteria Continues all the time.
God.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. Thanks. I just got a bit. Were there a lot of guys in the early to mid 80s that had this blonde hair like that?
Well, when they had blonde hair.
Not Steve probably wishes he had that hair.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sounds great. Are there
going to
be any girls there?
Sounds groovy.
Yeah, can I...
Can I bring my Ray-Bans?
Can I have sex with all your friends? He didn't call her babe.
Yeah.
Are you
sure you built this thing right? Yeah, why?
Ah, you crazy nut. Yeah. You gonna show me your tits for $5, right?
Give me a hand job for $5.
$5 hand jobs. Dana, he's going to run right in there.
It's a wonder Tiffany Shep is in
there. Dana. Look, he's got a cowboy hat on
I
there.
I can talk about Tiffany Shep, but she's not going to listen to this.
Look at this.
They kicked him out. I think he thought he was going to get a hand job. It looked like he was zipping his pants up.
I think that's that detective he's trying to get into.
He's got a camel shirt on. Yeah. Why is that dude dressed like a cowboy now?
It'll be a long one, buddy. Do you think maybe I can use your phone or something?
I think he must have went to a country western bar trying to pick up more chicks.
Yeah.
Let's get an employee. Hi there.
I thought he was going to use the phone.
When all of a sudden he's shirtless with all these chicks around him. Is there a black chick there now?
Yeah, I think we talked about that one other time.
Like, where did she come from?
I know. Well, Africa originally, Dan.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I thought she just appears in this in the background.
And what's she eating there?
An orange or something.
He's using the phone now, but that's after he's already messed around.
I found her. You got a pencil?
What does he need a pencil?
So I can write down the address.
Okay, we'll
that guy don't look like he could remember things 2 seconds after you telling him, so. Oh, he's with the Asian chick now. Did she ask if she could enjoy him?
Yeah.
Well, Steve would enjoy her.
Yeah, I don't know. That looks scary right there.
Well, maybe she didn't open her mouth. You ain't seen her boobies yet.
All I see is freaking hair.
Well, she got a lot of hair. Looks like he's...
Whoa! She got like... Volcano nipples.
And then nobody closes the door in this freaking place. And he just turns around and goes the other way.
I'm sure he's not happy.
No, because he's not.
Man, people are fucking flying through this damn driveway. They're going to go through those.
Yeah, if their brakes failed, they'd be in trouble.
I mean, they're just flying.
These people in this movie have some major skin issues.
They didn't have good makeup people.
They probably didn't have any makeup people. They probably couldn't afford it. It was like, bring your own makeup.
You can't afford it. What the fuck? She a dominatrix?
She must be. It looks like she's got a whip. She's all dressed in leather. Oh, now who leaves a hair dryer next to the water?
I do.
I hope you never did.
Look at that.
I gotta have my red chair out here by the pool. That guy looks like he's got a hard on constantly. He's got this big bulge in his pants all the time. And why does this guy look like he's wearing girly jeans?
Yeah, he is wearing like the same jeans the chicks were wearing.
See? Now this is what happens if you leave a hair dryer plugged in next to the water.
Someone shines a flashlight in your mouth?
Yeah. What's he at the dentist? I think he would look a lot worse if he got electrocuted. And wouldn't that cause the electricity to go out?
And
there we are burying stuff again.
You burying him, Dana?
I didn't think it was him. I thought it was something else.
Well, it could be something else, but you never see him again, so I don't know.
And nobody cares.
No.
They just go getting back in the pool again and talk to Mr. Rockstar Wannabe.
You're drinking a Rockstar.
I am. Because somebody has to work tomorrow and...
Somebody's got to pay the bills. I can't. I got to... I'm off work for...
Steve's off. Officially off from work for a couple of days.
No, TBA...
To be announced.
Yeah, till further notice, I'm not working no more.
Yeah, right. Bright and early Monday morning.
Her phone matches her shirt.
There's too much damn yellow in this movie. They had way, way too much yellow a while ago. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Her hair's all fucked up.
Is her buddy, the guy, the blonde guy in the airplane, not coming?
Hope this is...
What was that?
That's another thing about this dude.
He just falls over?
I mean, he's just...
Oh, that's that guy that came to see him at the office. I think that guy...
I thought Dorf was going to be here.
Dorf
on golf.
That guy's an alcoholic, I think. So
I think I heard something about him in the commentary or something. I don't know.
What, that he was really an alcoholic?
I guess something. There's more to that scene. They just faded away. I think it's more to it in the director's cut, which...
Well, they all drinking.
Probably
oh,
why.
You mean blonde guy's not there with them?
He's playing golf. With Dorf.
I thought he'd be done now. I think they're talking about him. He takes a lot of hot baths. He uses up all the hot water and it pisses these chicks off. So how
like
many
funny weird?
So how many bathrooms does this house have?
I don't know.
Well, if you only had one and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 chicks. That's a lot of hair that has to be washed. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, she got a Walkman?
Yeah.
I ain't seen one of those on.
Well, now they're going to release a new Walkman, but apparently it costs $1,100.
Good gracious.
I don't know. Look at that chick's got a picture above her bed.
Can you say conceited?
Conceited.
Another chick is not supposed to be caressing another chick's hair unless they're lesbians. Oh my gosh, look how big that tape is. That's a 3M tape, Steve. I used smaller versions of those whenever I was still at Hancock County.
Yeah, he likes that fucking print right there.
Yeah.
If you got cheetah print, he'll be all over it.
I want the purple.
What color your duck is?
I have no idea.
She's ad-libbing again.
Maybe they meant to say dick.
Cthulhu is ad-libbing.
She's pretty, but her mouth is a little big. Oh, she went with the purple.
What is she going? Why is that giving to that fucking? What does he care about it?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand. Has he got a music?
I think he's a music guy.
Well, you know that motherfucker's screwing some chick, ain't he?
who was screwing the blonde chick at one time.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I don't want to see him in the bathtub.
What's she doing?
Dream his diary.
Who is dream diary? Is dream journal?
It has all his sexual secrets in there.
I had a bad hair day. I was bummed. Yesterday I couldn't move the plant. I was really upset.
And Friday I couldn't get hard, so I couldn't have sex. And I was bummed.
I found my gold chain. I'm never going to take it off again. What?
I'm laughing about something completely unrelated to this movie.
Yeah, I figured he would.
I couldn't sleep, so I came in here in my nightie. That gold thing on your bed. What?
It's a butt plug.
You want to try it?
Not really.
And are people completely immodest in this movie? He doesn't even care that somebody came in on him when he was taking a bath.
He's got suds. Once he's going to move some shit. Whoa! He'll never drop the soap.
What was the soap doing under the water like that?
Why ain't the soap floating?
It went up my ass now.
What?
The dog moved.
With your big honking nose?
She's got a lot of gold on, too. But see, this dude would get jealous if the chicks had too much gold on, because they have more gold than he has.
She's got more gold now than he does. Yeah, he can move soap.
Where's that tape that she was supposed to bring?
She took it out.
She took it out.
She took it out and put it outside in the hall for some reason.
Well, that doesn't make sense. And, meanwhile, that's exactly what you wanted, wasn't it?
You were right. There was something like hanging out of his ass. But
I told you he put that soap on his ass.
No, I think it was hair.
Oh, God, that's even worse. I was doing a wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, she switched the tape or something.
This is why I don't want to see any more of this.
I've been on one of those.
What does that do for you?
It relieves the pressure on your back, but it hurts your fucking feet because where it's...
Okay, so it fixes one thing and hurts
the other.
It's like medication.
It stretches your back out because your gravity's pulling you down by your head, and it takes all that compact pressure off your
Brent's
back.
Brent's listening to you.
You understand what I'm saying, Brent?
She says, this movie's weird.
I'll hang you upside down and see if your back feels better.
Oh, gosh, that's an ugly outfit.
The pubic?
It's the pubic. Don't make fun of where I work.
It's the pubic library.
They're going to the public library, I guess.
She's got a bunch of books about pubics.
No, she got a bunch of books on telekinesis.
And a headband.
She wants to learn to do what's his face can do. What's his name? What's his name?
Johnny? I don't know.
Is that another one of her songs?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Somebody's got a chainsaw.
Is this Pieces?
If this was Pieces, it'd be a better movie. They got...
Whoa! Pieces.
I'm seeing pieces of a woman that I don't want to see.
I mean, she's probably the hottest
I'm beginning to regret that I suggested we do this one. But Steve wasn't giving me very good choices, so I had to, I figured I could make fun of this one more than I could some of the others. Okay, if I saw somebody coming towards me with a chainsaw, I would not do this. Stand there and look at them like, what are you doing invading my space? And see, it makes it look like it's that weirdo guy.
It is that weirdo guy. It can't be nobody else.
Yeah, it could.
The motherfucker's got chains on and leather jacket. It has to be him. Those green pants.
Well, maybe somebody killed that dude and took his clothes. What's your name, miss? Look at that afro.
It's Jim.
Oh, sure.
Jim. That's
Jim, his name. Okay. Whoa.
So, man, who's that?
Who's that far out chick?
That guy likes green.
I guess so. What happened since college? You play any football lately? Yeah, you know, we toss it around. Yeah, you look in shape.
Thanks. Gosh, that collar and that tie looks like it would choke you to death.
Look, he's got like a fluffy shirt. See, looks the cut, like that's going, another cut scene.
Looks like he's going to
what
prom.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea. It's like a
why skeleton. She have like a dinosaur thing or a llama? Stuffed animal.
And what's that other thing over on the left? Looks like a Christmas.
I'm going to get you a picture of you above her bed like that.
That's a unicorn with some kind of Christmas
thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a picture of you put above her bed like
no,
that.
No, please, it'll God, awesome. Don't do that. It'd
be awesome.
No. Yeah, I always look under my bed before I go to sleep. How many times have you seen this in a movie? Never look under your bed in a movie.
I don't look under my bed because I don't want to see all the dust bunnies and shit.
Well, in a horror movie, something scarier than dust bunnies would be under there. What is that? What was that?
It was something with blue eyes.
Blue glowing eyes.
It looks like the...
It looks like the...
Gill Man.
It looks like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot. Gosh, somebody with a...
Freaky dink.
Brink got scared. Where the heck was she hiding during all that time?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember this part. How'd she get outside so freaking fast in the woods?
Why would you run out in the... In
because
the,
this is a horror game. Movie. They always do that. But I don't think she's going to get tree raped. Like on Evil Dead. Where the heck did this graveyard come from? I don't remember seeing that.
Maybe it's different in the director's cut. Maybe it explains.
Sense.
No, it don't make more sense. But
nothing makes sense in this.
Here we
movie.
Go.
There's this skeleton hanging in you. Well...
Is that a monkey?
I love the way she screams.
It's a monkey.
I know. But I think, I think it's supposed to be her screaming. Evidently, she screams like a monkey.
Monkey.
What? That's that pig head thing. Man.
No, that's a real pig head.
It's the guy from Motel Hell. It's Farmer Vincent. Whoa. There's a bed underneath the tree in the cemetery. As if that makes any sense. And she's going to get into it?
It's the bed that eats.
I watched that movie. It wasn't a very good movie.
That's better than this.
The deathbed movie.
Yeah, deathbed.
God.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about sweaty.
Gross. Smack her, please.
Somebody give her a sedative. That takes night sweats to a whole new level.
What's going on? It's groovy.
Yeah, I wear a silky blue robe.
Hey, who woke me up in the mellow... This is breaking my mellow night.
You think he started dating her when they made this movie?
I don't know, baby doll.
She had a dream in the den. It didn't look like a den to me.
New from Revlon.
I got my hot pants on.
So you can't even see my underwear through these pants. I'm not wearing any.
Well, I wouldn't even want that guy within 10 feet of me if he tried to rape me.
Can I rape them?
And he's got yellow pants on.
Tie a red ribbon around my yellow pants.
Around my penis.
Hi! He raped me. Oh, hi, rapist.
This is the guy that raped me.
Man, we're just mellow.
We're mellow like Jell-O. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense. I'd be saying, get this rapist away from me. He's got yellow pants and a leather jacket on and a white shirt with a very high collar. And why is that one chick sitting over by herself? Are they just purposely excluding her?
Where's the black chick?
I don't know. She disappeared. No.
I told you. There she is. You blink, you miss her.
I blink and I miss her and I blink again and she reappears. Why aren't they asking this dude to leave?
These pants are killing me.
I gotta take them off. Yeah, only what's his face?
Jim.
Jim, yeah.
Like your sweet old house mother, Jim.
Oh, he's harmless. Yeah, that's what chicks do in the pool.
Yeah.
They halfway drown each other and...
Oh,
and, take
yeah.
each other's tops off.
Yeah. Kiss her.
Is that right?
No. That's what Steve wants to get to put in our vase here at home with those tall plant-like things.
And I want your answer.
I want you to get the hell out of here.
One way or another.
How am I going to rape you if I'm not around you? Is someone else raping you?
Is Jim raping you? Oh, that's so dramatic. What the?
Someone teased their hair. She looks like Andrea Martin from SCTV.
No, she doesn't.
A little bit.
Andrea Martin was the one that was on Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Nah, she don't look like anyone. Yeah, I tried out for Harry Manfredini to do the Friday 13th music and it didn't work.
So why don't you just do that when I eat?
What?
Have your arm around me and not that. I'm not kissing you when I'm eating.
Steve doesn't mix sex and food. Okay, the eyes are way too close together. Gosh, her hair got even more teased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they eating? It looks like tiny little hamburgers.
Yeah, he
just says he has hamburgers and champagne or wine or whatever the hell that is.
I didn't know what's
wrong. It looks like he's going to spill it on himself again. He's like pouring on himself.
I guess they are.
Look at
that. Yeah, let me clean your boobs off. I just want to spill food on you.
I'll come all over you if you want. I mean, I don't know. Uh-oh.
What is that? A razor?
That's a gun, baby doll.
Oh, yeah, now I see you, but... I can't believe Steve got the director's cut of this. What on earth possessed him to get the director's cut of this?
I have urges.
Evidently, you have the wrong urges. It was a gunshot, stupid.
You didn't mess up my line, did you?
Oh my gosh, has he got pink shorts on? Pink shorty shorts?
Shorty shorts, yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna give you some vintage shorts.
There's a danger of men wearing those shorts that something could fall out.
When you get older, your balls will start dragging because they'll be hanging out.
We don't want to know about that. It's like women get floppy tits, guys get saggy balls.
You get that. Wear like a bra or a ball bra for your.
You need a chalk strap.
Well, you need something.
Brink doesn't know what to think about this movie. She's appalled.
I think this goes on forever in the director's cut.
That they sit on the beach and he hypnotizes her and then.
He raped
then sexually molest her.
Bam, see?
Well, he didn't waste no time, did he? No. Of course, you said in the director's cut that's way longer.
I think there's more to this.
Was there more to the sexing?
There's more to his rat tail.
I hope we don't see his ass in you.
Well,
and who asked that when somebody when they're yeah. getting ready to screw somebody and somebody gets hit in the back of the head? I think are they making her bleed from the inside out?
Oh, shit. That's a hell of a period.
Well,
that's an exclamation point, Dana.
I'd say so. But your period doesn't come out of your mouth, either. Thank God.
In this version, it does.
They were trying to be more tasteful.
Mm.
With the appearance of blood coming out of her mouth. Now, is she going to just...
See, he's got that jock strap on it, fucking cheetah print.
No, I told you, he's got a hard-on all the time.
Yeah, he's probably got something stuck down there.
Sock in his drawers?
Yeah. Rolled up sock.
Well, that's what Leif Garrett did on the cheerleader camp. He stuffed socks down the front of his underwear.
It's based on this guy.
Well, what year did cheerleader camp come out?
Way after this.
Okay. She keeps calling somebody a bitch, and does she know that he's with other women? Is that what she's...
Believe so, baby.
So now that she's doing this mumbo-jumbo stuff, the telekinesis stuff, she knows she's connected with him?
When was this party happening?
I don't know. Maybe that was in the director's cut. Maybe it got cut out of this version.
Uh-oh. That's weird looking.
But that looked like a stuffed penis. Brink's getting very scared by this.
She don't like stuffed penis.
I bet if we got her one to play with, she'd like it.
No.
But that might teach her to chew on bad things. Good morning. Well, there goes his
breakfast. There's David Lee Roth. Bizzity bebop! Zip-bop!
It'd be funny if David Lee Roth came through here and like... sliding across the floor or something. Yeah, that guy wants to join Van Halen.
He's the one who got fucking hit in the head.
You like those pigtails?
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm not doing that. That's not in fashion now to have your hair in pigtails.
It went in fashion then. What
happened? In the 70s it was.
I guess that chick just is gone. No one gives a shit.
Her ass cheeks are hanging out.
What's the matter with you? Did you have a rough night last night?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't think she has to be jealous about him. Gosh, she could get somebody else. What the heck is that?
I've taken Cindy home with me. We'll be back later to pick up her clothes.
Richard. I don't think so.
Oh, that's strange. She didn't even say goodbye.
And I was screwing her at the time.
He was pretty angry.
And somebody hit me over the head with a rock, and I don't remember anything now.
The rock!
Oh, rule number one in a movie, do not talk with your mouth full. Do not try to say your lines while you're eating.
What?
That's one of those all-wood kitchens. That's a lot of wood.
He's got wood.
He's got perpetual wood.
The only one works in this place is the black chick.
She don't work. She just wants to give the illusion that she works. She looked much older
yes.
for some reason there. I think they switched chicks.
Oh, aren't you sweet? No, I'm not sweet.
No, I'll stab you. Who? Oh, is this the band finally?
God damn, that car is getting me. I thought it was going to have a live record.
I believe that is the band, because I think that's that blonde dude.
That's the guy with the glider. Good lord, she's got a... Woo!
Oh, we're going to get more sex.
Uh-oh. Whoa, man!
He's in the red car. What do you think of those camo shorts?
I'm not sure where it's hiding. Hey, Huggies.
I wonder if she meant to stumble over that or if that was a goof. All right, we see a pool. We got to take our shirts off.
Woo.
There's Dominatrix chick. She's going to get her whips out.
Look at these things pants off.
Oh no, not more guys in these skimpy bikini bottoms.
What
is going on here?
Oh no.
This is turning into a full-scale orgy.
It's turned into a really weird movie, dude.
It wasn't gay. The chicks were taking... Oh, I didn't know what I was seeing for a second. There she is again with those winter gloves.
I've got you've got rainbow shirt eyes.
She's wearing that
perfectly frosted hair.
Uh-oh. Stuff's getting thrown around the kitchen.
Stop throwing my 70s cups around. Hey, yes.
At least his blood looks real.
I cut myself with the apple.
With the apple?
Yeah, I think that was like, what? Damn it, I'm not gonna be able to fuck her, not because he's gonna go on about their goddamn hand.
You'll have to bandage your hand up, then I can screw her.
She's not, you can't have any apples around that chick.
Guys, why don't you go get a pizza and let me clean the house in peace?
A piece of ass? Hey.
Yeah,
come
be it. Let's go to
Shakes,
alright?
Yeah,
that's where I'm gonna have Steve take me. Yeah. To Shakes.
It's what you do when you drink a lot. And then you don't drink, you get the shakes.
Oh.
You go to shakes.
The Illyrium Trumans.
Yeah, he gets you some, some more booze. Oh, someone turn off the someone turn off the camera.
I got. Is that what people do when they vacuum? That's not what I do when I vacuum.
You sang Katrina and the Wave songs.
No.
When you vacuum.
I haven't listened to my 80s hits lately.
80s shits.
I like to listen to that song.
Whoa!
Get Out of My Dreams.
Whoa, look at that. You see, missing some cool effects, Dana.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool.
Besides the big owl head looking thing.
Well, there goes her relaxing evening. Did the monkey scream again? Why don't you quit standing there making chimpanzee noises and get out of the line of fire?
Don't go in a nasty shower.
Yeah, please don't do that. It's the Amityville Horror Returns. Well, thankfully, at least there's quite a bit of blood in this movie. That's a little pizza.
We got a small for eight of us.
Yeah. And probably they could have afforded to get a bigger one back in those days.
Look on that little stuffed llama there. In your...
I thought he told her to get rid of that damn cat. Where did it go for over half the moon?
Now you don't hear it, you just hear it.
Yeah, it made it one final appearance.
Making me crazy here. I can see somebody throwing that on her.
She looked like she was going to laugh, actually. Now what in the heck's he wearing?
He's wearing like a Marty McFly vest thing.
I'm giving myself a facial.
Look at his face.
A yogurt facial. Oh, I'm finally going to get laid by this guy.
This is the clean shower, I think.
This is the executive shower.
We got a plan up in this bitch. Now it looks like she's blind.
Well, did he already take his clothes off?
Apparently, he's that shit quick. Goes off quick, yeah.
His melt's off in the shower.
Yeah.
It's one hot Whoa. Shower.
I think this is where she fell in love with him.
I was going to say that. She fell for She saw his manhood.
His tallywhacker. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't want to see it. Tell me when that part's over. Brink don't want to see it either.
Brink, you would cover your eyes.
Is it done? Is it over?
No. No. It's okay, Nate. It's a kitty cat. Oh.
Is it over yet?
Oh. It's not even a real cat, Dana.
I know that, but it's still, oof. Just the thought of it bothers me. Oh, no.
Oh, his balls are too heavy. He's going to invert for a little bit.
I think his balls drop.
Yeah. Hope he don't fuck up. Mike's got one of those. It's scary when you lay back.
He's got one of those back stretching things?
Yeah. I talked him into buying one. Oh, great. Get a ball shot.
Well, I've never seen it at his house.
I think it's in his basement.
Oh.
Never been used in years.
Well, we were in his basement, weren't we?
Yeah. It was probably there somewhere.
I can't believe Steve talked him into buying one.
I was just talking about it and he got one.
Now they're snuggling. They screwed in the shower and now they snuggle. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yes, dear.
You can learn some things from movies.
I can learn a lot from Jim.
Steve would rather learn a lot from porn.
No.
He'd like to meet a lot of women.
Yeah, he doesn't mean any woman. Dana, you need to move in there.
No, I don't want to be around that guy. That guy's creepy. I find nothing sexually enticing about that guy at all.
Someone's messing with her llama.
Llama, llama, mad at mama. Llama, llama, red pajama. Just like those books. I can't tell if she's dreaming about having sex or dreaming about something bad. What is that outfit?
It's got an ice
pick. Looks like space age outfit. Oh, this is pretty Basic Instinct too. Okay, nobody wears bras on this movie. And people scream in dreams and no sound comes out.
Well, this is probably good.
Yeah, well, the dark-headed chick, when she screams, she sounds like a chimpanzee. A chimpanzee in heat or something.
Looks like Ralph Macchio a little bit, too.
Maybe it's his cousin.
Denise Macchio.
What in the heck is that? Please tell me that's Cool Whip. That probably is one of her songs she sang in Japan. So, did they have the party and we didn't see it?
No, not yet.
Yeah. What's he got? Chocolate donuts?
Apple, cinnamon,
grape,
meringue, and
cherry!
Yay!
And they all look the same, unfortunately. She's going to have to stick little toothpicks with little signs to tell you what flavor they are. Well, they're minus one pie now.
Oh!
Oh, that is so freaking hilarious.
I'm going to buy some pies tomorrow then.
So we can do that?
Yes.
So we can reenact this scene?
I'm going to do one to our dogs.
They would probably like that. They'd eat it.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's not a chocolate pie.
Oh.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's all getting gross now. Oh, no.
And he's going to say, let's all get in the shower together now.
Why does this look like a 70s TV movie from Britain?
And it's... This is the fog treatment. I think Jim left it for you. Or, I don't know. It looks awful. Somebody left it for Jim, did they say?
From him to her. It's a wedding anniversary present.
It looks like a shoebox. He got her some new shoes.
He got her a dead kitty. Dead cat. It's hammered pussy right there in that box, man.
So Jim left her a dead
no.
kitty?
No. All right, you get the Oscar.
She's a terrible crier.
She gets the Oscar, all right?
It's my kitty.
Man, she's ruining my mood.
I was all ready to do it. And
I was mellow.
This is just an excuse.
This place is like fucking close to a fucking train station and in a graveyard.
But this is just so he can run around with his shirt unbuttoned and trip over train tracks. I think that is a shoebox.
Yes. Here we go.
Is this the big party
yes.
that we've been waiting over an hour for?
This is, we're taking inspiration for our wedding, Dana.
Oh,
we
God.
Have fire eaters and.
Are we really?
Shitty band.
We probably wouldn't even be able to afford this band.
I think we'll get Hell Lord.
You're going to have to contact Wes Vance for, clearance on that.
Well, he knows the guys.
Yeah, I know he does. That's why you're gonna have to contact him for clearance. Does anybody in this movie know how to play pool?
Pocket pool.
This is the first time I've even seen a pool table. Oh, they got a daggone magician.
Let me get David Copperfield from Terror Train.
David Copperfield wouldn't lower himself to be in this movie.
I'm talking about for our wedding.
Oh. Hi.
What the fuck?
Who is that guy?
Like a skinny Jerry Garcia.
Oh, he's a sleazy Jerry Garcia.
Woo! Rings! Cock rings!
Oh, she can do anything he wants.
God damn, that's his hair, man.
Steve would even take that hair.
I'd trim it down, but fuck. It's like a bouffant looking
thing. It's like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, Johnny Cochring.
He's like bootleg David Copperfield. Yeah, I look so sexy.
He's
playing
fucking
pool.
Knocking him in.
Oh,
there.
No.
Uh-huh.
I do think that guy had some alcohol issues. That was our dog again, in case you heard that. Brink wants to be on this recording.
High five, bitch.
That guy's going to fall on the floor. I'd like to see the ad they put out for somebody to play this guy. Must be willing to drink the entire movie.
Now I know why you don't drink. You don't have the time. And that leaves the door wide open, huh?
There's that black chick again. What? Did she say your name was Sandy since I came here?
Yeah.
Holy, that guy's got an impressive mustache. Not that guy, but the other guy. Oh, they're gonna recreate the scene from Terror Train where David Copperfield was smoking that cigarette and he made it go through the quarter.
Thank you. They're smoking pot.
Oh, what is that? Was she sucking on a banana?
Yes, I did, at the beach. What?
You haven't seen her since then?
Wow.
That might almost compete with Eric Freeman's eyebrows. Steve's getting in the cookies, the snickerdoodles. And how are they, Steve?
Good.
He's not going to say anything else while we're doing the recording. I've got to make him the cookies. He does like maybe tomorrow or something. Well, I've got to take a short break, so... I will be right back. Leave Steve with the calendar.
Number one, 10 years ago tonight, Mrs. Hoffman died at a party here.
Died.
Didn't find any buyers for this house. Now, there's Cindy. And before that, your uncle.
Let me have your attention, please. Your attention. 33 1/3.
Yeah! Here we go.
Our new single is being released. 33 1/3, featuring my superstar, Victoria. Victoria. This is our hit single. I paid for it. She's doing it. Break it out.
Here we go. Here goes. Nothing.
Nothing.
We got to put up with the music number here.
Oh. Oh, now she's singing for real. So is this guy like a inspector, like a...
Copper.
Investigator. He thinks he's Dirty Harry.
Hey, we're same color.
Yeah, so we got to get together.
I'm going to give you some of my straightener.
Yeah. I think they call that a relaxer.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, like when? Friday? Saturday?
Sunday?
Maybe Thursday? You could tell that was recorded after this.
Yeah, she has completely no expression.
Look at that.
Guys are going to pop out of his head. What is wrong with that guy's eye?
I hope we don't shoot him. Shoot through his afro. Oh, shit, he's going to shoot the black chick.
The only black chick in the whole movie, and he just shot her.
That's black-on-black violence.
And he's like, I don't want to do this, but now it's going to make him kill himself. You know what Joe would say about this? It's racist.
That's racist!
That's it's racist. Killing the only black character in the movie. I'm dying, and she's still singing that stupid song. The pool looks cleaner than it's ever looked this whole movie. Why does that guy keep showing up after everybody's dead?
He won't be showing up no more.
Nope.
I can't tell what that is.
So we know that guy's not the killer. What? Why are these chicks suddenly getting mad at each other? And how much blush is she?
Yeah.
Looks like somebody give her a shiner. He's got something sticking out of his chest, people. These people need to not party because they all get vicious towards each other. I think she forgot her lines, too.
I cut my hand with an apple.
It'd be funny if a blonde wig fell off and she had other hair on. I'm gonna claw my eyes out. Looks about like that guy on Firestarter when it went back in time. It's chocolate blood. Well, she's messed up. She's making that for Halloween, Steve. Eyeballs in the punchbowl. Hey, that's one of those heads that the beauticians use.
He's got a little vial of coke, yep. Got coke and joints.
See, I knew everybody was going to do coke. They're going to do it off this blonde chick's ass.
That's what you, how you do it.
Or off her tits. They just now figuring out that dude's got something sticking out of him. And drunk guy's not going to care. Is he saying nice about all the alcohol that's there? Oh, no.
God.
I don't know what he thought he was singing. What is that sticking out of that guy? Oh, now they found the black guy. Oh, I gotta get this blood off my hands. They'll blame me. That's creepy when chicks call a guy daddy when they're hugging around on him.
Yeah. God damn, look at these glasses, how thick they are.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit. You must never go back to mother and let her take me up to that awful
place. Okay, so he's got grayish colored hair, but his mustache is all dark. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Hey, I bet that guy that was with Cindy... It looks like him a little bit in the face.
So the weird guy?
You know, the guy that was raping her?
Oh. So is the thing in that house possessing some of these chicks? And he's just standing there looking at her. Okay. He's dying there. I don't think he's remembering anything. That's bizarre looking. I think this has turned into a possession movie. You see, Daddy, I have the power. I like playing with blood. It's fun. And hearts.
Yeah.
I think I when I fell asleep during this, I woke up at some point during this, and I didn't know what I was singing.
This is not mellow.
Yeah.
Comes before E.
Oh, he's connecting the Hoffmans. Yes. Oh.
You're freaking me out, babe.
Yeah, I was in such a mellow mood. And
can we do this after the party?
I need all my energy for sex. Is his brain gonna explode?
I don't know what that filter is supposed to be.
That filter seriously detracts from the movie.
I mean, you can't even see what's going on. Which they might. You bring them to an alternate universe or something? With fog and mood light?
And demonic chicks. They gotta focus white light.
Focus positive energy.
This guy must have been a hippie in an early.
Well, he's wearing white pants, what do you expect?
What about white pants?
It's groovy.
I'm telling you, he wants to be Robin Zander. But he's not quite 16.
Looks like more like Robert Plant. Now.
Brink is very, very disturbed by this movie.
I'm going to take her to a doggy psychiatrist for weeks.
Yeah. She'll be traumatized.
You have to talk through it.
There's still fog.
God, is this over?
BHPO? Oh, PD. James Royce.
James Royce, currently working as digital systems analyst for space program.
I wouldn't trust that motherfucker.
File PZ455. Victoria Spelling, hot RCA property on world promo tour.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Homicidal maniac. Strong telekinetic.
Baffled authorities still searching for Bai.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ooh, January 8th, 1983.
Charred Hoffman property purchased by...
Why would somebody purchase it?